Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Aberrant Report is a paranormal horror podcast and thus may not be suitable for all listeners. This episode will contain yelling and other loud noises as well as drowning.
With the third set of tapes comes the third supplement. Welcome, listeners, if you're really there. The paranormal is real, and if you look around at all the lies and inconsistencies in your life, you'll start to unravel the world around you, just as I have. It's dangerous work, and there are people trying to keep you from the truth. But continuing to listen is one place to start. So if you are there, I am Jeannie Baissa, and this is The Aberrant Report. Friday, February 21st, 1 p.m. in Teddy's Donuts and Diner with Oliver Clark.
Shit, Jeannie, this equipment's old.
Well, I don't get fancy microphones from my fancy internship, Oliver.
You know, it literally might just be better to use your phone.
I don't tell you how to do your job.
Yes, you do. All the time, actually. You literally were the only person who had a problem with my I Need a Euro story.
Oliver, it was super biased. You were editorializing the entire time.
That's because it was an editorial?
And you shouldn't have taken their handouts.
Oh, you mean the food? The food that I was writing about?
Yeah, I do.
I'm a college student, Junie. I can't afford to buy all the food that I'm writing about. If you want to pay for it for me, be my guest.
I get it. I get it. I just think it's a bit unethical.
Like, you're one to talk about ethics. Isn't that tape recorder from Dr. Malik's office?
It doesn't matter. Anyway, Robbie told me you found something interesting.
Off the record? Sure. But it seems like you're rolling.
Really?
I'm serious.
Fine, I'll turn it off.
Deep background. I don't want this associated with me or my cousin at all. You understand why I don't want this conversation being recorded?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, Robbie said you were looking for people acting strange.
You got something for me?
Yeah, you know my cousin Molly, the doctor? A patient at her hospital disappeared. Their name was Blake Fisher, one of Molly's old fishing buddies, funny enough. She came back to our apartment drunk yesterday, ranting about it.
Oh, HIPAA violation, that's why.
Exactly.
So how much do you know?
Well, Blake was brought in by her partner, Teddy.
You're joking. Diner Teddy?
Diner Teddy.
Damn, I knew that name sounded familiar. They keep talking about Blake during our shifts together.
Wait, you work here?
Yeah. That's how I locked in this spot. It's a really great place to interview.
Not if you care about background noise.
Yeah, I think I got enough here. I can just interview Teddy in 2 hours when they get here.
Yeah. Hey, before you go, do you have any recommendations? I want to get Robbie something while he's working.
They've got this peanut butter donut Robbie really likes. Maybe if you interview Angel over there, she'll give you one for free.
Very funny.
Hey, Angel, give Oliver my discount.
Thanks.
Thanks for the interview. Gods, what a prick. Sarah's not in today?
As far as I can tell, she clocked out sick.
Damn. Oh, thanks for getting your partner to talk to me.
It's a weird case. Right up your alley. Speaking of Oliver, I won't be able to drive you tomorrow. They said they would help if you had a story.
Gods damn it, Robbie.
I'm working overtime tomorrow. The pay is gonna be incredible.
Staffing shortages.
Jesus, Xander! A little warning, please?
Staffing shortages and quite a lot of unused grant money. A perfect combination. Sorry, I saw my favorite customer. And also you. Someone who's supposed to be working?
Lay off him, Xander.
Interesting proposal. Probably not, though. Make us both some coffee. I want to talk to Junie for a second.
Fucking hell, fine.
What is your problem?
I'm just on a bit of a power trip, it's fine. Robbie's already making twice what he would be anywhere else, as an intern, even.
Oh, so you're just an asshole.
I thought you already knew that. Was I not clear enough? Also, what kind of donut is that? It smells delicious.
peanut butter from Teddy's across the street, but that one is Robbie's.
I'll have to get some later. Anyway, I had something I wanted to ask.
What?
What did that woman, Delta Hawthorne, I think it was, what did she want with you?
Oh, they just threatened to kill me.
That's it?
What do you mean that's it? They had a gun on me, and they'd said they'd shoot me if I didn't stand in their stupid chalk circle.
Chalk circle? With symbols and sigils and stuff?
Yeah.
Sounds a lot like witchcraft.
And what do you know about witchcraft?
Well, I'm a witch.
I'm sorry?
I got your shitty coffees.
That was quick.
The pot was full. Anyway, Junie, you need me to drive you home tonight? Are you taking the bus?
Bus. I'm leaving after my Teddy interview, but one sec, I'm not done talking to Xander. What do you mean you're a witch?
Did Robbie not tell you?
Robbie, what?
I didn't think he wanted me to.
Ah, such a loyal employee. But I have no reason to hide it.
If you're a witch, prove it.
Now that might be fun. Meet me in the library on Sunday, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, whatever. See you then. Do you mind if I, okay. Friday, 3:13 p.m. Inside Teddy's Donuts and Diner with Teddy Keene.
You're so professional about it.
I'm trying to be.
Do you need my pronouns?
Actually, yeah. Could you introduce yourself, pronouns and all?
I'm Theodore Keene, owner of Teddy's Donuts and Diner. And Junie here is boss and roommate. I go by they, them.
Perfect. So, what I wanted to ask you about Teddy, it's a bit sensitive. I heard about Blake.
Yes, they're fine. This morning on Hell in the Lake, we had a bit of an accident. Blake almost drowned. But I got her back up again. Took him to the hospital just to be safe.
Were they acting normal after drowning? That's a stupid question. You know what I mean.
Well, Blake's a bit of a talker. The water must have shaken him up, though. When I pulled them back onto the boat, the only thing she could say was her own name. Over and over and over. Blake Fisher.
Interesting. So, she disappeared from the hospital. Do you have any idea where she might have gone?
I'm sorry?
Blake disappeared from the hospital. Do you...
No, I heard you.
Are you okay, Teddy?
Oh, yeah, just fine.
You want me to, get you a donut?
Yeah, pick me out a matcha one. I'll add cash to the till later.
Got it, bud.
Oh, you left your tape recorder on. I'm just gonna turn it off.
Friday, 9:37 p.m. Blake Fisher's case rings eerily similar to that of Craig Petra. I fear that Blake might have been changed, as the hunters called it, like some sort of aberrant. I actually looked up the definition of aberrant recently. It seems to be a synonym of abnormal. What was that?
Hello?
Who are you? Did Teddy let you in?
You, talking about me.
What?
I am Blake.
Oh, shit. Would you like to sit down and... Oh, that's kind of weird. Do an interview? You're kind of wet.
I am Blake.
Yeah, I know you're Blake.
No, I am Blake.
Oh. What do you mean by that?
I am Blake. I am Lake. I am them and they are me. I like being Blake. Blake liked fishing on me. Blake Fisher fished on a lake. Like they were born to do it. Named to do it. And they'd look down at me. But they are all they'd see. And they'd cast their line in me, but soon what they would be is the bait they used to feed. I am Blake Fisher. I fish on a river, but the river's made of tar, and people are my dinner. And I see them, and they see me, and I want to see them all the time. To eat my fish and have them too. I don't want my fish to leave me, so Blake is them and they are me.
Oh, that's nice. Do you mean that you're... Are you an aberrant?
I am Lake.
Right, I got that.
You said my name. I came.
I know the walls are thin in here, but you heard me from the window, or do you mean from across the city? Can you hear people from across the city?
I only heard you before and now again.
Oh, obviously. So you are a lake.
I am Lake.
You don't have to come closer. I can hear you from here. Does Teddy know you're here? Did they let you in?
No, I let myself in.
So Teddy gave you a key?
No.
You really don't have to come any closer.
I want to see you, though.
Bug, is someone in there with you?
I should go.
Fuck!
Buggy? Holy shit, that's a lot of water. You okay, Junebug? I can help you clean up.
Nah, I got it. Let me just turn this off. Saturday, February 22nd, 10:45 a.m. in the Abbotsville Library.
Aren't you supposed to be at work?
Slow day today. Teddy let me leave early.
How is it possible that everybody around
here... Oliver! You got me a donut?
Oh, and coffee.
Robbie doesn't really drink coffee.
Since when?
Since forever. I usually just give it to Junie, or Sarah if Junie's not here.
Oh, well, I'll get you a hot chocolate next time?
I'm actually allergic to chocolate.
You're kidding.
It makes my stomach hurt.
Well, what happened to all the chocolates I gave you for Valentine's Day?
I gave them to...
Oh, don't tell me, Junie.
I was actually gonna say Ethan.
Who's Ethan?
One of the few remaining library clerks. Poor guy hasn't had a date in years.
Neither have I.
Have you been looking?
That's not important. By the way, I'm here to tell you I found Blake.
How?
Technically, they found me.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
I'm not a bad journalist, Oliver.
I never said that.
Hey, can we not argue right now?
Right. What did Blake say? Were they okay?
It's hard to explain. They were being very vague.
Well, where did they find you?
My bedroom.
Sorry?
They said they didn't have a key, but maybe Teddy told them about the one under the mat. I don't know. They snuck in somehow.
Oh, Teddy's your roommate. Okay. Well, did they seem okay?
Not really. Nothing seemed physically wrong. They were just, well, for one, they were covered in water.
What?
Yeah, their hair and dress were both plastered to their skin, and they had this silly sun hat on that just was absolutely soaked. She wasn't even wearing shoes. She just tracked muddy pond water all over my floor.
What, you think she hopped back in the lake after the hospital?
I mean, that makes about as much sense as anything else. That's where I'm thinking of heading if I can get someone to drive me.
Well, I'm on transport duty today, remember?
I didn't think you'd actually do it.
I was actually the one that suggested it. I figured I couldn't cover this story for reasons, but I do want to know what you'll do with it.
Well, I have to let you know this might not be exactly safe.
Wait, what do you mean?
I think this might be similar to the Craig Petra case, if that tells you anything.
Oh, I've been seeing a lot of missing persons ads around the city. Reese Baker, Henry Wallace, Zoe Manor, Harper Fowl, Carson Lane. That might be related.
Oh, shit. Oliver, you really don't have to go.
Robbie, I covered the White Rights rally last year, and that's a hell of a lot scarier to me than Blake Fisher.
Okay, just be safe?
No promises.
Saturday, 11:08 a.m., in Oliver's car, heading towards Helena Lake.
You're obsessed with that piece of junk, you know?
I am.
You're not gonna fight me on that.
No, I really love old tech like this, always have, and it's not like anyone was using it.
Huh.
I know you hate me. I know we never really get along, but you're Robbie's partner now, and I really want to try for him.
I don't hate you, Jenny.
You don't?
If I hated you, I wouldn't be here. And I'm just worried you're going to bring Robbie with you into whatever hole you're crawling
I'm just...
Junie, shut up. For a journalist, you're really bad at listening.
Okay,
Look, you're really smart, you're passionate, determined, but I've seen you work. You get so drawn into whatever you're working on that you forget to move before you crash into everyone.
Can we change the subject?
Can you turn that stupid tape recorder off?
I think I can manage that. Saturday, 11:38 p.m. on the shore of Helena Lake.
So, this is it? You think they're here?
I'm sure they'll be here at some point. Maybe. I'm going to try something. Don't think I'm weird.
Oh, too late for that.
Okay, fair. Blake Fisher? Lake? Blake Fisher? Lake? Hey!
Welcome, friend.
Blake Fisher?
Welcome, new friend. Welcome to me.
To you? Where'd you come from?
I am Henry Wallace. I am Harper Fowl. I am many others. I am Blake Fisher. I am the lake.
Oh, fuck. Junie, those names.
This is you? Helena Lake?
I am Lake. Come with me.
Junie.
No, I'm just here to talk.
Come, follow me. Into the lake.
Is that what you do? You lure people into the water to drown them?
Junie, stop those names. They were the people that disappeared.
Exactly, Oliver. Blake, are you luring people because you drowned? Are you undead somehow?
Don't be stupid. Holy shit.
Come with me.
I need you to tell me, do you know Craig Petra?
Craig Petra?
Is Craig Petra one of you?
I am not Craig Petra.
Are you sure?
Junie, this isn't
Come
the time.
Come with me, Junie.
I said no.
You're weird. Who do I see?
Oliver Clark.
Come with me. Oliver Clark?
Oliver, don't listen to her. Oliver! Where are you going? She's going to drown you.
It's okay, strange friend. They're coming with me.
No, they aren't.
What was that?
I'll explain, just keep driving.
I couldn't stop.
I know. I think Blake is an aberrant. It's this term this couple of paranormal hunters use for things like... Well, paranormal things.
What the fuck? Why didn't you tell me?
I didn't exactly think you would believe me.
I probably wouldn't, but...
Put on the gas.
Right. What happened? At the end?
She was trying to take you. Drown you, I think. I saw her step off the shore into the water. On top of the water. They walked toward the center of the lake, and these people stretched out in their reflection on the surface. And Blake's face melted off her body into their own reflection in the center. And where it once was a flat mask of skin, and this reflection was reaching to you. As you were out of your mind, dazed or whatever, and I saw it reach beyond the edge of the lake to you, wrapping its hand around your ankle, and I...
There was a lot of noise.
I don't know where it came from, but the surface of the water started rippling, and they disappeared.
Fuck, that's insane.
I know. But it's what I saw. To the best of my knowledge, it's what happened.
Don't tell Robbie.
What?
Like I said, I don't want you to drag him to whatever bullshit you've gotten yourself into. Don't tell him what happened. Don't bring him to your... Do we even call that an interview?
But I...
I'm not saying he can't try for you, but Junie, whatever you're dealing with, it's terrifying. I don't want my boyfriend getting hurt because you're digging around Satan's... Goddamn asshole.
You've only been dating him for 2 weeks. You have no right.
Promise me. Please.
I promise.
Thank you. Now turn that stupid fucking tape recorder off.
7:14 p.m. in my apartment. This Blake case? I don't believe it's tied to Craig Petra. If the hunters are to be believed, there is a lot of aberrant energy in this town. That creature might be one of the many aberrations. Whatever that means. I think I might be too. What happened today, where this thing called me strange, how I could call them to the shore, I could call them to my room, the force that protected me from the fall the other day, whatever voice protected Oliver, that was me. Whatever that wave of violet light was, it came from me. If anyone has the answers, though, it might be a so-called witch. I'm curious what Xander has in store for his demonstration tomorrow. Perhaps he could teach me.
Buggy, I brought home donuts.
Y'all didn't sell out?
I was working on a new flavor. I can't debut these without a taste test. They've got crumbled graham crackers and blueberry icing.
Okay, I'll get back to this later tonight. I gotta get me some donuts.
I really shouldn't eat all these by myself.
Coming!
Hey, it's the end of the episode. We have some new characters and thus some new voices. Oliver was played by Sebastian Ridley. Teddy was played by Casper Bizanette. And Blake Fisher was played by Cecilia S. I'm Phoebe Mansour, writer, producer, and director of The Aberrant Report. I also play Junie Baissa. Robbie was played by Phoenix. And Xander was played by Beau Burton. Check out our website at deontological.com for more information about the podcast, transcripts, and links to our Patreon. I'll see you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.